You're listening to A Midlife Less Ordinary, the weekly podcast giving you the lowdown on becoming a cool older dude. The good times are not a faded memory. It's time to start living them again. And here are your hosts, Wayne and Trev.
Hello, and welcome back to A Midlife Less Ordinary. My name's Wayne. And my little friend, well, he's not little, but he's my friend.
Perhaps sex pest.
Well, I was going to go down that road, but I thought, I don't want you to get labelled. But, if you insist, the sex pest Trev is here to say hello.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. And the reason that Trev might have dropped that into the conversation is today's episode is entitled Two Girls, One Shop, Tales from the Sex Shop. And that's basically a podcast by two girls from Essex who have a podcast that's very interesting. Trev and myself fell across it, not literally fell across it. Trev had been begging me for weeks to go on there, and not really. That's a joke.
Only convinced him.
Yeah. But basically, they've got a podcast, and we listened to a couple of the episodes. We found it quite entertaining, and we thought it would make a nice kind of edgy episode for us, didn't we, Trev?
To say it was edgy is an understatement. There's more edge in this episode than you two have as a guitarist.
That's saying something. That's really edgy. I will say, just before we play the interview, this one, for the people that listen to us, and we know there's a few that listen with their families, believe it or not, that is true. Yeah. This one is a little bit explicit. We do put it in the explicit section, but generally, Trev and myself are quite well behaved. The guests,
we are good lads,
aren't we? Good, clean, wholesome lads. That's what we're known as.
Wholesome.
We're like Little House on the Prairie meets the Waltons.
Yeah, like a loaf of whole grain bread, we are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that will come up later, I'm sure. But there's a few choice words in this one. The subject matter is obviously lends itself to
sensitive.
It. It's sensitive. And I think Trev gets a little bit excited with it. And
I think gets carried away.
But, what do we expect? Nothing less from Trev. So, their podcast is all about, they've worked in a sex shop basically for 15 years. And all their experiences. And now, a lot of us are a bit embarrassed to go, walk into these shops. I think Trev basically spends most of his time in them, looking in the window, don't you, Trev? But you can't see anything.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, hands up against the glass, tongue against the glass.
Window licking.
Not even have got in there. They just like tap the window, tell him to go.
So these girls tell you all about what goes on behind closed doors. Basically, the kind of people that visit them, the kind of things that go on. And to be honest, it will curl your, curl your pubic hairs, wouldn't it, Trev? If you've got any, obviously.
And you know that I've got.
They're probably curly anyway. I don't know anyone that's another story. It's not going.
No, sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that. But without further ado, I'm going to let the girls start their story. Two Girls, One Shopcast, Nina and Charlie, welcome to the show. So we can welcome Nina and Charlie to the Midlife Less Ordinary podcast. And these girls are from the Two Girls, One Shop podcast. A bit different for us, a bit out of my own comfort zone. Slightly. More in Trev's comfort zone, I would think.
Right. Yes, exactly. Like right in there, just kind of centered in the zone.
So can you just introduce yourselves? Tell us how you know each other and what your podcast is about, please, girls.
Go on, Nina, take it away.
I'm Nina.
Good evening, Luke. Nina.
And we work in a sex shop.
Ooh.
I know.
Are you acting like you didn't know, Trev?
Sorry, I thought you said. Well, I thought it was that video game shop. CES, to be honest. Sorry, we were going to talk about old school video games and stuff, but this could change
we're in the
now.
Wrong place.
Yeah. But no, you carry on. I'm glad you've come. I've got a judge there.
Good choice of words, Trev. Well done.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. So we're two girls that work in one shop. Hence
right.
The two girls in one shop.
Is one the boss, or are you just both sales assistants, or what's... Or is one in charge?
Boss.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, right, you haven't got sections. Like, excuse me, where are the dildos? Aisle three, down to the right. Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah, right, yeah, because, yeah, I just wonder if you had, like, a speciality, like, you know.
Well, what are you after, Trev?
No, I'm not after anything. No, I'm just wondering what shelf I can hide behind. What part of the shop I'm kind of...
Nowhere safe in there.
So, oh, really?
So, ooh. so you work in this shop, obviously. You work together. How long have you worked together?
15 years.
Wow,
15 years.
Yeah. Jeez. Well, you know each other as like Trevor and myself do, which is
yeah.
And you're not each other's throats like we usually are, but
no,
which
I
is great.
Hate him.
Yeah, great. So you get when? What made you come up with the podcast? Why did you think that you know you need to get it out there?
Well, we do a podcast. I don't know if you listen to it, but there's a third person in it called Stu. So you recognise Stu from it. And he's basically like you two, completely embarrassed about the situation, but like delves deeper into like the questioning.
Oh.
So we'll start and then he'll be like, oh my God, what did they look like? So he's like the guy that's sort of...
The link man.
The link man, but also
adds a dynamic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's what people want to know the answers to. We're so like desensitized to it that we don't realize sometimes that we're missing out parts of stories that might be interesting to people because we're just then they bought that.
I suppose if you're doing it every day, it is just like selling another product, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. I always compare it to like a loaf of bread.
Do you sell them as well or not?
No, we don't. Oh. But I always like, whenever people are like, oh my God, yeah, you girls work in a sex shop, I bet you already went to everything. And I was like, do you go into fucking Asda? And I'm like, oh yeah, go on the bread, bet you're sucking right into the bread. No, you don't.
Funny enough, he does.
I don't see that.
Yeah. Especially the ends of them, the knobbies. They're the bits I really like. They're my speciality.
We sell them.
Really? Nobbies. What you're saying is you do actually sell a product called a nobby.
Yeah.
You do? What actually is it then?
Oh, they come in various different, like, really sort of sweet names, but really they are just fuckstick.
I always thought Wayne was a fuckstick, but...
Trevor, that's the worst thing you've said on this podcast. You've gone off the rails. These ladies have been on here for 5 minutes and you've gone off the rails.
Influenced.
I've got a swear button on here, you know that.
Yeah, but, sorry, man. Sorry.
So yeah, because ladies. Because you girls are desensitised, obviously, to it. What we come across in your podcast was that basically, like the people that come in, and I'm seriously, I'm embarrassed to go in a shop like that. Not for any reason I've done anything wrong, but it's just, you know, it's that stigma attached to it.
Did you steal from one once, Wayne? Then,
oh, yeah, because it was easier than paying for it at the counter. Down. Yeah, no, I didn't.
You got patted down,
but no, that's what you go there for. Some of them, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, some of the people come in there, they've got no shame, have they, at all, from what you can tell from you.
It's madness, and people seem to act so different within our shop than they do like if they went to sort of like Marks and Spencer's. But obviously I know that the stuff that we sell is different to what Marks and Spencer's has, but there's still like a certain level of etiquette that should be like carried through.
It should be respectful, to you.
Yeah, definitely.
All goes out the window. So, like,
Do you get kind of people that go in and they kind of won't look at you and just look down and like hand stuff over? Like, one of those. Or do you get people that really kind of get into it and want to know everything about it and you have to explain that? Is that part of it or?
Yeah, but all of honest, it.
Really? Yeah, it's a bit like...
All of the above, yeah.
Right.
You don't ever know what you're going to get with people.
No. So very quickly, if I was a customer coming in the shop, do you know instantly what they're going to be like? Are they going to be embarrassed or... Because to be honest, I would have thought blokes put on that bravado that like, yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, some of them do.
Yeah.
When you walk in, you can kind of get the gist of whether it's like just some like twat that just walks in. Oh, yeah, right. Got any dildos? You're like, yeah, yeah, that's what we fucking sell, mate. Yeah. We're in a sex shop. Yeah, we are.
I suppose the best people to come in for you, you can tell us if we're wrong, is the couples are coming in. Would they act perhaps, no?
Oh, no.
Tell us, please.
They're the worst.
Really?
They come in, right? They get all like touchy with each other, whispering with each other, basically foreplay. Then they leave without buying anything.
Oh, my God.
So do you think that it's
sort of got... they got what they wanted.
Oh, yeah. Joking.
But surely that's like free of charge. That's like going in a Chinese restaurant and just sniffing the air and then coming back out, isn't it?
Well, it's like going into your shop, Trev, where you're a manager of a tile shop, and they come and fit some tiles to the wall in your shop and then just leave and say, I've looked at them tiles now, I don't need to take them out.
They look great. I'm out now.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I know, but I think it really gets people in the mood. I don't know what it is because, like we say, we're so desensitised to it. So I don't walk in a sex shop and think, oh, my fucking God, I cannot wait to have sex with someone now.
No.
I guess I'm like, oh, here we are again.
Yeah. That happens where I work. I get that, as Wayne was saying. People walk in a tile shop and they're like, I must tile. I have to tile now. And they just kind of run out with buckets of adhesive and just start in the car park, just whacking tiles up against the wall. But no, it's, I suppose really for your average person, it's quite a big deal. Do you get a lot of people like hen party crowds and stag night guys coming in, buying inflatable stuff and that kind of stuff? Is that part of it?
Yeah, every now and then there's like, a group of like adults acting like children, which is fun for them. For us,
So you have been in Trev. You lied.
So I have been in. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that kind of adult acting like children. We've done two series of that, and people have listened to us doing it, which is just so bizarre, isn't it, Wayne?
It's amazing.
It's always on like a Saturday afternoon, like maybe half an hour before closing.
Yeah.
So they've already, like, they've come down to the seafront, they're already drunk, and then they come in, and then they're rowdy, and they shout, and, you know, it's all, like, fun and games.
Does it get in the way of you getting the football results coming through on a Saturday afternoon? That's what I hate about Saturday afternoon shoppers. That's a different, that must be a different thing.
But to be fair, because...
High Street, because they'll come in and tell you, people poke their head in and tell you bloody anything.
I think there's, as far as I know, in South End High Street, there's only one, isn't there? There's only one shop, isn't there?
No.
Are we missing? Oh,
we're online shoppers, you see.
Yeah, are we missing a secret society, aren't we, here?
Yeah.
Beyond the nice veil of South End. Yes. Yeah. And that, one of the other questions. Right. So they're like those exclusive kind of clothes shops, like Bathing Ape, where no one knows where they are unless you're in the crowd. Is that right?
The eyes wide shut. Unless you're a pervert, you don't know where all the sex shops are.
So, probably the best thing
to
do is...
It's not an exclusive club.
Is that why when you're down the high street, people come up and ask you if you know where they are because you look like a pervert?
Well, I'm guessing so, yeah. It must be.
Is it that Flashers Mac that you're completely naked?
Yeah, I was just going to say. I don't get all that. I do get, obviously, what they're doing,
to
obviously.
To be honest, they're very practical, aren't they, Wayne? Just because they look weird.
Why are you asking me? I do not own such a device. but to be fair, so when Trev and I listened to the podcast and we didn't know what to expect, to be fair, it was compulsive listening. And if we had longer, we would have gone through a few of the episodes. We were supposed to be on producing another one of ours like we do, like sitting there with ideas. And we ended up listening to your podcast. Very entertaining. For any of our listeners, you know, Two Girls, One Shop, it's on all the normal downloadable podcast suppliers. Find it. It's very entertaining. It's a bit out of the comfort zone, but you learn stuff about people, what they're really like, when the carnal knowledge of people, really, what people are like behind closed doors. People, it sort of, as I say, with myself, because I'm so shy, I was like, I can't believe people would act in such a way. I think, one of the early ones you did was about some old guy who's about 80 or 90 and went in and he was looking at engagement rings, I think he was looking at. He was in the wrong shop, obviously.
Yeah.
But I couldn't believe how it ended.
Excuse me, is this H.M. Samuels?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not. Sorry, yeah. Better get out of here.
He was not in the market for some jewellery, I can tell you that.
Oh, really?
He was, yeah. It's actually a really sweet story, I think. It's one of my favourite ones.
It turned ugly, though, didn't it? Pretty quick.
It always does.
It's the sort of story that makes your face contort. We won't tell anyone because we want them to listen, but it's a sort of story. Yeah. Oh.
We can give them a brief, can't we? Give them a little taste.
Yeah, you tell them what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. You do what you want. You do what you want.
Go on, Charles. Give us a little brief introduction into the old gent.
Oh, well, the old gent, I described him as a Bruce Forsyth type guy with like a hat and a cane. And like nice shoes, like proper like get up, like old school, getting dressed up just to go out of town.
Pinstripes? Kind of guy. Were there pinstripes involved?
There was pinstripes, there was a watch, there was a monocle.
Really?
Monocle.
He was literally head to toe, pure and utter class. So he buys a cock ring, quite normal. Quite a lot of them. That's actually one of the things that I think people find quite surprising is like the age range of customers. That's like anyone over the age of 18, obviously. So he's like at least 80, but I think he was more like 723. He was proper old.
Well, like what, Gandalf style?
Yeah.
Like a dapper Gandalf. Yeah. That's cool. Brilliant.
Like a dapper Gandalf, less pointy hat.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he had the cane and everything. Yeah, he was like Gandalf.
good
analogy. So, he bought the cock ring. He obviously tried it on his massive staff.
Massive? Well, how did you know it was massive? How did you know that?
Well, because I've seen Lord of the Rings.
Oh, right. Because I've got the extended cut and it doesn't go into there's one point it doesn't go into how long Gandalf's staff is, but I must watch the extras. I must watch them now. Yeah. Sorry, carry on. Sorry, Charlie, carry on.
So he ends up coming back in the next day and he's like, oh, it didn't work. And I was like, oh no, sorry. Like let me check it out for you and swap it over. So he's unfolded this hanky that he's pulled out of his, like, top pocket of his, like, blazer. Like, really slowly. It feels like slow motion now that I'm thinking about it. So he slow-mos, like, unwrapping this cock ring.
To be honest, sorry, Charlie, if this is really kind of bringing back awful memories, do you want us to kind of just... Oh, are you okay? Because I can see your eyes are getting a bit teary and stuff. Are you all right? You are.
This is like therapy. It actually makes me feel really good after that. I've told people.
Good, I can imagine.
A problem
there,
a problem half.
So this slow motion of, let's call it the one ring, falls, drops out of his hand into my hand, and it is not the same cock ring that I saw
him. How did you know it was a different one?
Because it was about 100 years old, apparently, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well, it was... I didn't recognise it, and I've worked there for a long time, but I would know. Yeah. If it's within the last 15 years of me being there, I'd know what it was.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was, so it was at least 15 years old.
Right.
Whatever. Or maybe it was from somewhere else. It was decrepit. It had like...
It was powered by steam instead of battery, wasn't it, or something? Yeah.
Yeah. I'd expect it to be like cogs going around.
Not that I know if they are powered, obviously. No, exactly. I wouldn't know anything about it. But
Something like a Totoro movie.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. like Pan's Labyrinth, like in the clockwork. Sorry, Charlie. Go on, carry on. Sorry.
That's it. That was the whole
thing. That's the story. Yeah. So if you want to hear stories.
I was just staring at it.
Was it just very quick? Was it really grotty as well?
Oh, Trev.
No, I just want to know.
Yeah, it's like, when rubber is like old and tarnished, you know, you're
this is Trev. You're like a kid in a candy shop.
I'm coming to my element. You are. I feel like I'm born again. I feel like
you're too old for that.
But, rising from, yeah.
So, girls, I was just wondering, every week we do this podcast and we ask all of our guests, would you be prepared to take on Trev in a little quiz, just a few questions, just for fun, based on your subjects.
As long as it's not a maths test, because I can't.
No, there's no maths in it.
Take that fraction question out. Why?
Yeah, what fraction of that? You know,
unless you want to really embarrass me, like I can't.
No. As I say, sometimes Trev does all right. To be honest, from what he's saying, he knows everything about this industry.
I've got a PhD in this, to be honest.
Exactly. But it's just a bit of fun. So you're okay to take part, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, sorry, I didn't warn you about this first, because we've got a little intro into it.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. I don't know what's happened there.
I was hoping you two were going to sing it.
Yeah, that's good. No, I do actually sing it, but sorry about that. That's a technical, I'll edit that out. But sorry. So here we go. This is our little intro into the weekly quiz.
Yep.
So here we go. I'm sorry I didn't warn you about this, but here's the little intro into the weekly quiz. Test the guest. And somebody did actually ask if I sing that live.
What?
But I can't perform like that. But why are you laughing?
People either are really shocked at that,
yeah,
aren't they? Or horrified. There's no middle ground.
Well, it's a very British thing.
Wait till you see my dick bit. Song. You heard that?
No, I haven't, but I'm interested in now.
Whispering.
All right.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard that. I might have to. Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, he'll be looking that up afterwards. But who shall I ask?
I'm doing it now.
Who shall I ask the first? Let's ask Trev this first question.
Go on, Em.
Trev, first question to you. British doctor J. Mortimer Granville invented the electric vibrator in the early 1800s. For what reason? Mm. For this reason. Was it to cure hysteria and feminism? Was it to restore the normal harmony of rhythm of the body's nerves? Was it to save heterosexual marriage and subdue housewives? Christ, this is a mouthful. To adjust and correct the humours in the body. What does that mean? So which one?
Well, out of the four options, I got two of them.
Yep.
So,
why is it?
I think.
Let's just go this anyway.
It doesn't surprise me.
No, that's fine. Don't worry. It was actually to restore the normal harmony of rhythm of the body's nerves. And that sounds like a dance song from the 90s or something, doesn't it?
Shalimar.
Yeah, Shalimar.
It's actually a huge misconception that it was invented to cure hysteria.
That's right. And that, actually, I've got that as an extra piece. Yeah, I've got that. See,
really?
This is your subject.
Oh, sorry.
Indeed. This is why we
could. Oh, yeah.
No, that's great.
The only time it was.
Yeah.
I'm having sex with a man. You know, I'm quite normal all the time.
Yeah.
It's only after I've had sex with him that I'm hysterical.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah. Often after I've had sex, I do put a Def Leppard album on and I'm like, yeah. Got to listen to Hysteria now. I've got to.
That was very good. That was one of the things I learned from finding out about this quiz. So, you do know your stuff.
The only time it was ever sort of like picked up as a sex toy was actually for men to massage the perineum.
That's right. Have you been Googling the same things as I have or something? Yeah. That's right. Yeah, to get him in the mood, sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Right. Next question to you, ladies, I think. I think we better. That's all right.
Hopefully I'll get this one right.
After that.
You get that one right, you will. Yeah, right. You will.
In the 1950s, Trevor, remember this, vibrators in the US were sold as regular household appliances. What cultural mindset led to that? Was it, stupid answer. I don't know, but I think I saw it in Mad Men. Total embrace of woman's sexuality. Total denial of woman's sexuality, or everyone just really thought they were back massagers without a trace of awareness or irony?
Well,
This is not
you
easy.
I want to hear something funny.
It's hard enough reading them out.
Yeah, it is.
One from a door-to-door salesman as a back massager.
Cool.
Like, you think it is. This is like... for the back pain.
Yeah. Did she use it, though? Did she try out for a back pain?
For a back pain, yeah.
Yeah. She did. Did it work?
Well, I have no idea. She died with a smile on her
face.
Well,
that's all that matters, to be honest. That's all that matters. That's how we all want to go out, isn't it, really? With a dildo in your back. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Well, just take a guess.
Yeah, just take a guess.
No, just take a guess.
I can't remember the options.
Just say,
say number three.
It's definitely the massage.
Yeah, see, she's got it. Charlie's got it.
Say total denial of a woman's sexuality.
Yeah, and we can use it as a sound clip.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
Good.
That's right. Are you saying that? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Strangely enough, yes.
Strangely enough, that's right. Everyone just really thought they were back massages without a trace of... Oh, sorry, that was the answer. In the 1950s, women identities were tied to the home and women's sexuality was seen as an extension of men's. Why has it changed? You know, better times, obviously, Trev.
Obviously. Them good old days. Good old
No, joking. Joke. Joke. No, joke. Yeah. Joke. Joke. Irony.
As men, do you think it's changed for women?
No.
Please, do tell us.
No. Sorry, what was that? I missed that. What was that?
I said, speaking as men, please do tell us how it's changed for women.
No.
Do you want to put the next question on, Wayne?
Yeah, next question, Trev. Yeah, I can hear that. Sorry, what was that? Trev, question three. What were 17th century condoms made of? Was it linen? Was it leather? Was it wool? Or was it nothing? They weren't using condoms.
I really want to say leather, just because it sounds like a really cool Spinal Tap album. Leather condoms, man. That sounds excellent.
Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Buy it. Yeah.
It was actually, they were made of linen. The linen condom was later replaced with the animal gut condom. Ooh, lovely. Oh, let's get my animal gut condom. Latex condom was not used until the 1920s.
Do you reckon then, if an animal gut is a haggis as well, isn't it?
Yeah, haggis is a condom.
Do you reckon someone used it as a condom, threw it on the table and thought, that looks pretty good, I might have some of that?
I think someone was fucking a sheep.
Hey! Like,
I haven't got a pregnant.
That's not Scotland. That's Wales, isn't it? They do that.
Oh dear. Sorry for our Welsh listeners.
Sorry, Welsh people. Welsh listeners. Yeah, there is a couple as well. I know.
Charlie's got a bit of trivia actually about condoms, because weirdly we were talking about this the other day.
Oh, good.
Go on.
Yeah. Well, Goodyear.
The tyre people.
You know, Goodyear, the tyre people. Yeah. They made one of the first modern day condoms out of vulcanised rubber.
Really?
Oh, nice.
Christ, that would never burst, would it? How safe is that? The safest sex ever. And you could wash it out and use it again.
No. Yeah. Nice.
You could have the shittiest but safest sex ever of your life.
That's about all I get, really.
No wonder you got kicked out of Quick Fit last time you went there. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, is that spare tire there? Don't mind if I take that dish, Stuart.
I think you ladies are going to get this next question. It's right in your forte. What celebrity has recently endorsed a new sex product named the Womanizer Liberty? I don't think I need to give you the answers, do I?
No, Lily Allen.
Oh.
Was it?
Well done.
Look at that. Superb.
Yeah, it's available for £89 from all reputable steelers.
And Marks and Spencers.
And Marks and Spencers. Right, Trev, two more questions. When did the rabbit vibrator first make an appearance in the market? Was it...
After Watership Down.
Yeah, exactly. There should have been. 2001, 1996, 1977 or 1984?
84.
You git.
It's a really good Van Halen arm. That's all I can think of.
Imported from Japan originally in 1983, they were shaped like animals, and others such as beavers and kangaroos and turtles were produced as well, to get round the country's strict obscenity laws, where you're not allowed to have items shaped like a you know, man's bits.
A rabbit.
Yeah, that.
Phallus.
Phallic, yes.
Sometimes phallic. They come and they're like phallic shaped, but they've got a little smiley face, and you just think, that still looks like a dick.
but you can
put a face on that all you like.
But it's less threatening, though, isn't it? That's the thing.
I don't know. You ever seen a smiling penis?
It's a very sinister
smile. Mine's smiling now, so you can look at it now and you'll see one.
You git. Yeah, I can't beat that one. So carry on.
Man. Sorry.
That's okay.
Apologies.
And last question to you. Yes, this is your one, Trev, isn't it?
Yeah, go on.
How old is the older? Is it your question? You got that last one, didn't you? Sorry. Ladies. It's to you then. How old is the oldest known dildo? I hate that word. Is it?
I know.
Oh, you know it.
She's like, she's in class.
Go on, please. Yes, sir. Go on.
Miss, I know. I know.
I haven't even said the answers. Go on then, Nina. 28,000
years old.
Whoa, that is impressive.
Oh.
Very good. Found in a cave in Germany. Yeah. Well done. Very good. Very impressed with that knowledge. Yeah, that's right. Trev, you're interested, Trev.
What?
Stone.
Made out of what?
Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. Christ. So there was
this
kind of
conversation we were having the other day, and we were talking about like dildos through history because
as you do,
and like some of them were made out of like wood. You just think wood's really absorbent and really splintery.
Oh,
that's not.
Oh,
it's that's not the one, is it?
No,
yeah.
You wouldn't want one of them stakes up, especially vampires. You wouldn't want that up your bum, would you? You're like, oh.
I don't think that's their, you know, I think they probably don't mind it up the bum. It's
well, vampires, do you know that, really?
I like the fact you're expanding on all this, Trev. You obviously something you're really interested in here. So thankfully you beat Trev on this week's Test Trev. I was a bit worried. Sorry, it's not Test Trev, it's Test the Guest, isn't it? That was the first season, Trev. See, I'm getting confused now. And we're just coming up. Funny enough, we've got season three as well coming up. So our season three is coinciding with yours. So what can people expect from season three of Two Girls, One Shop?
More drama. There's also a celebrity.
Whoa.
Really?
Episode.
Brilliant.
Yeah, mate. Well,
you're not going to give us any teasers.
If you think people are bad, celebrities are worse.
Have you had many celebrities in your shop?
We've had a few.
What, like, as in, to be honest, sorry, are they real celebrities or are we talking Big Brother fuckwits? Oh, I've done it again.
Listen, once came into the shop.
Cool. I mean, superb.
So you don't get more celebrity than that.
No, you don't. Now, I could probably try to top that because I had a curry with Sid Little once.
Oh.
Do you even know that? Sorry, guys, they're younger than us, Trev, so that's not very...
Sorry,
Little and large.
Yeah, little and large. And the guy that was with me said, check it out. He said, Ronnie Corbett's over there. And he heard him. That was brilliant. He was like, I'm not Ronnie Corbett, I'm Sid Little. just come and join us, have a curry.
Sounds like sarcasm. Yeah. But they were probably doing, I'll get it on a serious note, they were probably down doing Cliff Pavilion, weren't they? Doing a pantomime or something.
We had all the people that did panto down at the Cliff. Has been in.
Oh, that would have been cool. Yeah.
I must admit.
Yeah, that is good.
He was quite the stir in Southend while he was around. I'm not sure I can actually say it on here, but he was a man about town.
Well, it's us that are going to get in trouble if you mention it on here, so it's fine.
It's our show, so go on, you can play,
You can say what you like.
He was just banging everyone.
Really?
What?
I didn't get a banging.
Yeah, you would have taken it from him, wouldn't you?
I would have loved it.
He
could have done me over the Berlin Wall. That would have been great.
I don't think there's anything else to be said on that. So, but yeah, no, so your season three, you've got the celebrity episode. You're going to find out all about what they get up to. You've got longer episodes now, don't you? You kind of put about an hour, are they? Something like that?
Yeah, they were like little short episodes, and now they've like gone into like an hour long chat.
Why did you change that? Did people ask you to do it for longer, or you just decided to?
Yeah, it came naturally, didn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the reasons was if it's over an hour long, then you can fit more ads in so you get more money. But, yeah, it seems to be like a general thing where podcasts last an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
No, we don't. No one would put up with us for an hour. There's no way. People struggle with 45 minutes, don't they? They're like,
I struggle with 5 seconds of you.
People would put up with us for an hour, but people absolutely seem to love it. They tell us they love it.
Well, that's it. That's all that counts. The public count.
Well, as I say, if people like Trev and myself can listen to it and be kind of entertained by it, we are out of our comfort zone, to be honest. We're not like totally innocent kind of, but, you know, at the same time, it's not really.
Come on, you speak for yourself. You speak for yourself.
Okay, I am speaking for myself. I was trying to help you then. I thought I'd be nice for a change. But but to be fair, I think anyone can find something at their comfort zone. If you've never been in one or anything like that, find out what's the other side of that shop front, you know? Let's find out what really goes on.
Sorry, you mentioned the adverts on yours. So if obviously you're talking about things like cock rings and that kind of thing, do the adverts kind of
reflect that?
Go with that? Or is it like, oh, yeah, this boat come in with a used cock ring and then an Horlicks advert comes on? Well, hold on. What kind of adverts do you get? Is it, I don't know, like McDonald's? Surely you can't. I don't know. Could you tell us?
Well, it is just generic, like Sky TV or whatever.
Oh, right. Okay.
But we are looking at getting sponsors where we can make our own adverts.
Yeah. Yes, we've just got our first sponsor, haven't we?
Oh, have you? Well done. Yeah. Oh, well done. That's well good. Who's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's more like he's going to sue us. I don't know about anything else.
Wayne and I are going to get banged before he
can bang me. If it gets us off of being sued, I'll take it, whatever. But I might be coming in for some poppers, is it called, or something? Not that I know what these things are called. Amyl nitrate. Is that what it's called? No, I don't know. I wouldn't know. But no, so where's the best place for people to go link-wise to find all your episodes and things? Is it just like go to Apple, go to Spotify? Or have you got a website?
Yeah, whatever you normally listen to podcasts on, we're on all of them. We're mainly active on Instagram, so if you want to drop us a message or have a little chat or whatever, follow us on there.
You can message us
on Twitter if you want, but we don't check it.
Welcome to our world.
We're on Twitter. Yeah, but we just don't ever use it.
I think we'd put about 12 things on there and it was like, you can't be bothered with that. Yeah. Sorry, Twitter. There's nothing wrong with you, but it's just not for us. Yeah. It's not very exciting.
There's nothing wrong with Twitter, but it's easier for us to post something like a video, like of us two,
very quickly, the last thing I'll ask, and how do you girls do it?
What?
Missionary.
Trev's all right then. He's sorted. That's what he's been doing for all of his life.
Yeah. Yeah, that was 45 minutes I've been waiting to get that in, and now. Via podcast, why do you obviously have you ever done one together, like in the same room, or is it just via
all of our first season was recorded in the pink toothbrush. Are we allowed to say that?
Cool.
We had a misspent youth there, didn't we?
What during the night?
Why does it smell like fucking feet in here?
By the green, what was it? Green, what was that drink they used to have years ago?
Oh, the Hulk.
That's it. That's the one. It was called something different.
Snake bite. Rodney. Yeah. Is it Rodney?
In 1923, I think it was called Green Meanie or something.
Before our time.
Yeah, it's going to say, Trev, what are you talking about? Yeah. You are older than Gandalf.
It's called an 18-pound cocktail.
It was.
That's what it's called now.
It really, yeah. Yeah. It was dear then. Yeah. I think it was threepence and four shillings back then, I think.
Back to Weatherspoons, Trev, isn't it?
Weatherspoons, man. Yeah, back to Weatherspoons. So, get a free breakfast with you at Weatherspoons.
So it's uncomfortable. Definitely that. As uncomfortable as Trev and myself are talking about this, really enjoyed your company today.
Yeah, it's been
and
a real
the podcast
good
is great. You know, really entertaining.
Yeah, definitely.
For anyone, and it's very entertaining. Go and find the girls. Mm. Two girls, one shop. And you know, but don't, you know, listen to us first and then listen to them after, and you can go up on a journey.
Yeah.
You're chilling with us.
We are also, we've also got merch. So if you want, yeah,
well,
what have you
yeah,
got?
Mate, yeah, we've got t-shirts, we've got hoodies,
right.
And that's on Save Our Souls.
Oh, really?
Oh, Trev knows it. Yeah.
I know them. Yeah.
For those guys, so head over to SOS Clothing.
Mm-hmm.
They've got our awesome t-shirts.
Cool.
And some other bits and bobs.
Vulgar, or is it kind of sort of
vulgar? What sort of word is that? Some sort of medieval word, vulgar.
Yeah, it is. No, well, if I decide to treat my nan to one, I don't want to walk in out and it's got like I suck big cock.
How old is your nan?
That's a personal question.
I'm not interested. I'm just like asking.
Love that.
Yeah, my nan does love it. God rest her soul.
My auntie Anne is over 80, and she was like, "Send me the link to your podcast." And I was like, "No, auntie, no." So she was like, "Oh, I'm very open-minded, actually. So send it." I'm like, "Okay."
It's a swinging 60s, apparently. So they know all about it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So that's
classy. It's got a big logo that says "Two Girls, One Shop." Obviously, the pun is sort of in the name.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's got a little parental advisory warning to show. Well,
there you
that
go. It's not vulgar in that case.
No, it's not vulgar.
No, and it suits the logo suits the topic and everything else. It looks like it. You know, it's not vulgar at all. Like Trev, I don't even know what that word means. But go and search them out. Look out for them. Trev and I will be subscribing to season 3, and we'll listen to that to get in the mood to do what we're going to do.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Charlie. See how proper
thanks
people do it.
Us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, girls.
Thank you. It's coming great.
Thanks,
guys. Bye.
Well, that kind of blew my mind. It wasn't. That was a midlife less ordinary explosion of the brain, Trev, don't you think?
It blew my pants away.
Well, I can tell that, yeah. I think they could tell that, to be fair.
You sound out of breath as well, because of it.
That's because all the knobs I was trying to shut you all up. I was like, no, you mustn't say that. No, where's that button? No.
Yeah, there was plenty of mentions of knobs and stuff, wasn't there?
There was that kind of thing. I mean, to be honest, I was sort of like thinking, I need to get on that thing because he's mentioning, and then I'm going, oh, they're sucking on, and then they're going this and that. And I was like, no, I weren't quick enough.
More plastic knobs mentioned than a 70s hardware store.
It was.
Honestly, those girls are real good laugh.
If you just want to say a bit different to listen to before any time of the day, listen to it because it's something you will not know.
Not safe at work.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Not safe at work. Don't have it blaring out if you work in Tesco's.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. It might help. But we're sorry, after taking legal advice, we had to remove the names. I was going to say of the innocent, but they're not innocent. They're guilty, and that's why we had to remove their names, because our lawyers were basically on the case and said, whoever that was that you've been bleeped out, that you can make your own assumptions, but, you know, and it's fun to guess who they were.
To be honest, is the idea that celebrities actually find enough attractive people in Southend to do that kind of thing with.
Well, yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you
know, must be some kind of celebrity pull in Southend.
Exactly. And why do they go to, and what I don't understand is, and maybe I should have asked this, is why do they automatically just turn up at the sex shop? Why do they need to go to the sex shop just to do that? What are they in there for? I didn't actually elaborate on this. Well, yeah, but what I mean is these people are just, you know, in Southend for doing pantomime or theatre or whatever they're doing. And their first thought is, I'm going to be the man about town, give it hard in the ship or the Dick Devine's or wherever they're going. And
give it hard.
And they're going to give it hard. But I need to go in the sex shop. So what are they going in there for?
You know why? You know why? Because they're touring around, like a bit like musicians and bands. They're touring around and they just feel like they can use people, I would have thought.
And yeah, but what are they do? So what are they doing? Buying rabbits? What are they buying?
Well, you see, you're gonna buy implements to use on people, aren't you?
Do you think they pull it out when they're actually there? So whoever that was that we know and you'll have to sort of guess. He's standing in Dick Devine's and then he's pulling out like
Yeah, but the thing
all these
is,
devices.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you were in awe of someone, you would do it, wouldn't you? You'd be like, oh, I better do that because that's what he's used to or there she's used to. So next minute, you're handcuffed to a bed and you've got, like, a leather mask on and someone's putting gerbils up your bum.
I could spend hours listening to the stories. Charlie and Nina are telling everyone.
And that's a day-to-day thing.
Yeah, it's just like normal. It's like Trev and I work together. We used to do a day's work and we could have stories to tell, but they're not obviously going to be sort of stories that probably have any interest to anyone, are they? But that really is. It really opened my eyes because, as I say, it's not somewhere I spend a lot of time. Not like Trev.
I've actually got, I don't know if we should tell one story, but one of the funniest stories that Wayne and I have when we work together. And this sounds awful, but I'll tell it because it is really funny. Wayne and I work in the seven. We had to phone off customers to say the orders was in. So I decide to phone this person to sell them their orders in. And the phone gets answered and I hear a really robot voice.
Oh, yes, I know which one you mean.
I hear this robot voice. And I was like, oh, that must be his answer machine. So I'm saying to Wayne, check this answer machine out. It sounds really different. And there's this kind of robotic hello, hello. And I got stuck. So I put the phone down. And we were laughing about it. Like, oh, that's really weird. I said, he sounded like that little robot out of Buck Rogers.
Yeah, a Twinkie or his name was. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we were laughing about that anyway. We get a phone call come through. So I pick up. And it was the person on the other end of the phone. And what I forgot to mention was I was actually doing the impression of Tweaky.
Yeah, go beady, 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 watch your back. Yeah,
the phone to this guy.
Yes, you did.
It was real. The poor man had
emphysema.
Emphysema. He had one of the throat mics.
Yeah.
So he heard, all he kept saying was hello, but because I was so excited and making the mickey out of him, basically, he heard it all. Honestly, I could have died. Yeah. It was dreadful.
It was terrible because we're not bad people. I mean, we have a laugh, but we're not going to ever do that to anyone, you know. No, and he understood, to be fair. He understood because obviously he's speaking with
I apologised profusely. Yeah. I was like, I'm so sorry. And he was like, that's okay. That's okay. Honestly, I apologise.
It could only happen to you, though, because you make assumptions so easily. And Trev and I went to school together. We worked together. We hang around together. You get these raft of stories, you know, and it's great to have these memories. Especially when you're getting older, to fall back on and laugh about like we are now, you know, not at somebody else's expense. Well, it is at somebody else's expense, but
it completely makes you, because there's nothing like getting to know someone and they talk about those kind of stories. You find it funny. It's a real kind of bonding thing, isn't it?
Yeah, joint. Yeah,
it really is.
Exactly.
You know, and obviously there's a way of saying it as well, which it comes across. Yeah, but so we could probably do a whole episode.
Just on the stories from where they were. So let alone Charlie and Nina working in a shop like that. Their stories, you know, as I say, don't, you know, listen to our podcast for your mostly wholesome entertainment on a Sunday.
Give them a go.
And then give season three, or start of season one, to be fair, and ease yourself in gently. Two Girls, One Shop.
Kevin Smith made a career on it with Clerks.
Clerks, I was going to say that. Yeah, I was going to say.
That's what that was. Well, yeah.
So we'll put all the details to Charlie and Nina's podcast, Two Girls, One Shop, on our website. All the links there. You can find it on all the normal podcasts, Apple, Spotify, all of them that you can find ours on. Definitely worth a listen. I think we're going to do more of these kind of collaborations with other podcasts. Yes, I think it's a good idea, actually.
If you do a podcast and want to come on and talk a bit of nonsense with us, not saying that Nina and Charlie spoke nonsense because they were very entertaining.
Yeah.
But if any of you guys want to come on and we'll do something with you.
We'll work something out. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So as normal, go to the website, amlopodcast.com. Leave us a review, leave us some abuse, you know, the normal kind of things, especially abuse after that episode.
Yes.
Not that kind of abuse, Trev. I know you sound exciting. But thanks for listening as always. We really appreciate all your feedback and we'll see you on the next one.
Yes, I had a very sexy time on that.
Way. Cheers, Trev. I'll see you on the next one.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please leave a rating and review and visit our website at www.amlopodcast.com to check out all the links and resources in the show notes. Start living them good times. See you next time.